This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Nearly 2,000 students from colleges and universities around the state showed up at the Capitol on Wednesday. About a dozen lawmakers were in attendance as well. Joy Ballard, student government president at the University of New Orleans, spoke to them.
It's not enough to talk. It's not enough to come stand behind us today. Until there are real solutions, we will not be happy.
Standing up with the students were the heads of Louisiana's higher education systems, including Monty Sullivan, president of Louisiana's Technical and Community College System.
You are not a cut. You are instead an investment by the state of Louisiana.
Baton Rouge Representative Ted James spoke of the effect the investment the state of Louisiana made in him.
13 years ago, I was a student just like you. I was a top scholar just like you. And I would not have the benefit of serving but for the investment that my state made in me.
But not all students were there because they were concerned about losing TOPS. River Parish's Community College student government president, Danielle Parish, is a non-traditional student, a mother of three who went back to school 16 years after high school.
I need to know that I will be allowed to finish my nursing program.
Governor John Bel Edwards, who appeared at the rally and met with student government leaders afterwards, says he understands what's at stake with the budget crisis.
I've got two college-aged children, both of whom are in public institutions of higher education in Louisiana. So I am committed. I am personally invested, but not just for the future of my kids, but the future of your kids.
The full House considers revenue-raising measures today that could alleviate some of the uncertainty for higher ed. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.